Today's reading begins in Deuteronomy 16, verse 9. Deuteronomy 16, verse 9. You shall count 7 weeks. Begin to count the 7 weeks from the time the sickle is first put to the standing grain. Then you shall keep the Feast of Weeks to the Lord your God with the tribute of a freewill offering from your land, which you shall give as the Lord your God blesses you. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your towns, the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow who are among you, at the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell there. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and you shall be careful to observe these statutes. You shall keep the Feast of Booths 7 days, when you have gathered in the produce from your threshing floor and your winepress. You shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, the Levite, the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow who are within your towns. For 7 days you shall keep the feast of the Lord your God at the place that the Lord will choose, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. 3 times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God at the place that he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. They shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God that he has given you. You shall appoint judges and officers in all your towns that the Lord your God is giving you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. You shall not pervert justice, you shall not show partiality, and you shall not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and subverts the cause of the righteous. Justice, and only justice you shall follow, that you may live and inherit the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So this was a quick reading, and in the beginning of the reading you had the Feast of Weeks, saying you shall count out 7 weeks from the time the sickle is first put to the standing grain. And they were to give a free will offering of this as a thankfulness to the Lord. This particular feast has been given before. It's been in the book of Leviticus and in the book of Numbers, so we've read through them before. I did think it was interesting, though, something worth noting, that he mentions that it wasn't just for those that have reaped, that the poor, the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, all those would also be participating in this feast. Then we had the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles, depending on what translation you're reading. And then lastly, a note about justice, that justice needed to be exactly that. It needed to be just and not a perversion of justice. So there needed to be those that were trustworthy, those that would not show partiality, those that would not accept a bribe. Those are the ones that needed to be in these positions of deciding these things in terms of justice. Justice especially for those that can't get justice on their own. So those that are, again, poor, fatherless, widows. Those are the people that seek out this justice and need someone who would be impartial in order to give them that justice. So this was a very, very quick reading for today, but that is the conclusion. And so please come back tomorrow for another reading, and in the meantime, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.